Alright, this is the Red Pill Report inaugural episode. I'm just gonna do live this first one. Do live, you know, like the great man once said. We're just gonna get on the air, check out some of my favorite websites, and I'll give you some expert commentary into some insights as to how the global elite and the deep state are destroying our way of life as we speak. Well, as you listen, as I speak. Stop speaking if you're speaking. All right, now, let's see. I'm just going to pull up some websites. How you doing tonight? Doing good? Hope so. Maybe some drudge, although... Now, these articles are taken from the True Pundit InfoWars Drudge Report 221-18. Alright, let's do it. True Pundit. What's going on here? You don't want me to read it. Well, I'll go elsewhere. Drudge Report. Chris Queen. Folks of the 20th. Meet the Olympic athletes who probably don't belong there. Huh. Well, I can tell you right now, it's got a picture. Four guys. They look indigenous. That's all I'm saying. The caption reads, Flag bearer Peter Taufatufua from Conga. Yeah, I bet he's a real patriot. Carries his country's flag into the stadium at the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea, 9th of February 2018. The history of the modern Olympic Games is littered with stories of dreamers. These athletes work hard, sometimes in obscurity, training long hours for that moment of glory as the world watches. Sometimes those moments end in medals. Obviously, the vast majority don't make it to the podium. And some of the athletes... And they finish nowhere near gold. Some of them have the most fascinating stories. Ugh, too many Marlboro Reds. And these unbelievable Olympians have done what they've done without the left-leaning politics that seem to permeate these games. Alright, I'm just going to take a point. We're just going to point out, they specifically say the left-leaning politics. Now, what does that say to you? It says to me, the left is wrong. Clearly. Meet German Madrazo. This cross-country skier from Mexico. Not exactly a hotbed of Winter Olympic activity. Finished dead last in the 15K men's individual race. That's 1:15 out of 1:15. As he completed the course, the 43-year-old who took up skiing in 2017. That is disgraceful. He grabbed a Mexican flag and celebrated his country in the most heartwarming way imaginable. There's a video. Mexican cross-country skier German Madrazo crossed the finish line last, but he was all smiles as he did it proudly carrying his nation's flag. Other skiers from warm weather nations greeted Madrazo in triumph as he crossed the finish line. Some triumph, if you ask me. This Olympian gives hope to some of us old guys. Some athletes go so far as to compete for another country other than their homeland. Oh, God, that just makes me want to kill someone. You're probably wondering how this is possible. I don't know why. According to the Olympic Charter, an athlete must be a national of a country for which he or she is competing. In Pyeongchang, 178 athletes are nation jumpers, which constitutes around 6% of the athletes competing for nations in which they weren't even born. Sound familiar, listeners? A couple of this year's speed skaters provide good examples of how many athletes wind up competing for a different nation. Oh God, I'm gonna be sick. Mei Mei Bine was born in Ghana, but she lived in the US since she was 5, so she competes for the red, white, and blue, the way it should be. Disregard my earlier comments. Ted Jen Blowman. Okay. Does nobody screen these things? Really gonna let a guy into the Olympics? Tejan Blowman? B-L-O-E-M-E-N. First name, TED-JAN. Ted Jan Blowman has dual citizenships in the Netherlands and Canada. Jesus Christ. Well, you might as well just burn all the money you win immediately. So we competed for Canada because the Dutch speed skating team has such a deep bench. But a few athletes made their way to South Korea with different goals. You might remember Pete Tafutuafua as the shirtless Tongan flag bearer both in Rio and the frozen opening ceremonies in Pyeongchang. He's actually an Australian native of Tongan descent who has managed to compete in both the Summer and Olympic Games. 2 years ago in Rio, Tafutuafua lost in the first round of judo, losing 19-1. Disgraceful. This year he took up cross-country skiing a dozen weeks before the Olympic Games. Not even a baker's dozen. Learning how to ski on roller skis, which he called, quote, the worst thing possible. I think your goddamn existence is the worst thing possible. Tafutuafua went into the 15-kilometer. Oh, Jesus Christ. Hold on. Hold on, I'm gonna do some goddamn math. Ah, shit, I don't know. Figure it out and text me, I don't know. Certain number of miles. I don't know, it's probably like 23 miles. The men's individual race with two simple ambitions, quote, finish before they turn the lights off, and quote, don't ski into a tree. Alright, he ain't all bad. He ended up finishing 114, that's right, one place above German Madrazo, and considered his finish a triumph. He's also considering a Hollywood career typical. How goddamn typical. Another nation jumping to Libyan with a somewhat less inspiring story is Elizabeth Swaney. The Oakland native. Jesus Christ. Might as well be from goddamn Canada. The Oakland native gamed the system, competing for Hungary, the homeland of her grandparents, in an event in which not many women compete in order to get closer to the gold. Huh. What a surprise, am I right? The problem? Swaney isn't terribly good on skis. Swaney chose the women's freestyle skiing half-pipe event, in which Olympians needed to finish in the top 30 in a number of International Ski Federation World Cup events while accumulating points. She registered for events in which fewer than 30 women competed and performed minimally challenging runs so that she didn't fall, thus accumulating the required points. In Pyeongchang, Swaney attempted to qualify with a half-assed half-pipe run. Alliteration. Kind of. A half-assed half-pipe run, as in which his broadcast team did its best to treat her seriously. God damn, I cannot bring myself to watch that drivel. She failed to qualify with a high score of 31.4. The lowest was 78.2. She disappointed herself. She told Reuters she was, quote, really disappointed not having qualified for Tuesday's final, but she showed some pride in simply getting as far as she did, saying, quote, I worked really hard for several years to achieve this. Swaney's run was so infamous that Hungarian officials are looking into making changes to their selection process. Quote, we, the Hungarian Olympic Committee, have to learn the lessons in this case, and we must consider rethinking our nomination procedures, a Hungarian team spokesman told Reuters. We shall be doing this with the assistance of the appropriate experts in the near future. But Elizabeth Swaney can say she was Olympian. You can say it, put your line through your teeth. When we look back at Pyeongchang years from now, we'll remember the triumphant stories of gold medal winners and athletes who overcame the odds to win. We'll remember when that beautiful boy, that red-headed fag child, got on his snowboard. He's a little old for me, but I hope we don't forget competitors like German Madrazo, Peter Tafutuafua, and Elizabeth Swaney. Olympians who didn't make it anywhere close to the medal podium and even carried a measure of infamy with them, but brought us fascinating stories nonetheless. Wait, that wasn't the type of tone I expected it to end with. Well, I'm very puzzled.